Nova Scotia will be marking Truth and Reconciliation Day on Friday, September 30. Provincial government offices, public schools and regulated childcare will all be closed. Here's a look at what else you can expect. Events. Due to the impacts of Hurricane Fiona, the Mi'kmaq Native Friendship Center made the difficult decision to reschedule the planned activities on the Halifax waterfront and at the Center for National Truth and Reconciliation Day on September 30 and in Treaty Day on October 1. This year's Treaty Day celebration, scheduled for Monday, October 3, in Halifax, has been postponed due to the continuing impacts of Hurricane Fiona. The province, Mi'kmaq Grand Council, Assembly of Nova Scotia Mi'kmaq Chiefs and the Treaty Day Committee made the decision. Halifax City Hall will be lit in orange on Friday. The municipality will also be hosting a flag raising at 10 a.m. at Grand Parade, featuring a National Day for Truth and Reconciliation proclamation reading by Mayor Mike Savage with remarks by Chief Deborah Robinson. City Hall will also be lit in orange on Saturday to mark the beginning of Mi'kmaq History Month. On October 3, residents are invited to attend a flag-raising ceremony taking place at 11:30 a.m. at Grand Parade, with a reading of the Treaty Day Proclamation by Deputy Mayor Lovelace. Businesses have been given the choice to remain open, and you can expect to be able to shop at major grocery store chains and pharmacies. However, NSLC stores will be closed on September 30. Mi'kmaq Mall, Halifax Shopping Centre and Sunnyside Mall will have reduced hours from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Other shopping centres may also have reduced hours of operation. Expect banks to be closed. Some other businesses have indicated they plan to close or have reduced operating hours, so it's best to call ahead or check social media and/or websites for more information. Transportation. The McDonald Bridge is closed this weekend. Halifax Transit buses will be operating on holiday service on Friday. The Alderney Ferry will run every half hour, departing the Alderney Terminal at 7:30 a.m., with the final crossing departing the Halifax Terminal at 11:45 p.m. There will be no Woodside Ferry service. Paid on-street parking will be free. Recreation. Halifax Public Library's branches will be closed on September 30. Most municipal recreation facilities will be closed. People are urged to call their facility for specific information. Nova Scotia museum sites are open with free admission. Services. Canada Post will not be collecting or delivering mail. There will be no municipal solid waste collection on Friday. If that's your day, take your garbage, organics and recyclables to the curb on Saturday, October 1. The Otter Lake Waste Management Facility and Municipal Recycling Plant will be closed Friday, but will be open for regular service on Saturday. The Household Special Waste Depot will be closed on Saturday. The 311 Contact Center will be operating regular hours on September 30 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Alderney Gate, Bears Road and Muscadoboit Harbor Customer Service Centers that provide in-person access to municipal services and payments will be closed on Friday. Nova Scotia Legal Aid Offices are closed on Friday.